Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good Monday morning. Here on the Common Sense Club, Leon Francis. Man, I love the programming over the weekend with all the hockey, the high school hockey. Man, I just thought that was awesome. I'm happy. I'm happy that we're doing that. And hopefully there's a lot more of that type of programming coming to the flag. So hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I had a little disappointment with Shanley, you know, Shanley South. They gave it a valiant effort, but, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles, but I just thought it was pretty awesome to have hockey on the flag. So that's my good. That's one of the feel good things that I got going on this morning. And something not so good is the Arctic air that's going to be overtaking Western and Central North Dakota today. Well, tonight anyway, through Wednesday night. Arctic air, man. I'm not cool with that. I'm a tropical person, you know? An Arctic cold front will move across North Dakota tonight. And we're going to have falling temperatures through the day on Tuesday. So strong northwest winds gusting to 40 miles per hour are expected through Tuesday afternoon. This will lead to patchy blowing snow and localized reduced visibility across the northwest, central, and eastern portions of the state. Think about that. Dangerous wind chills. 40 below. That coupled with 40 mile per hour wind, man, that is a dangerous a cocktail. So, dangerous wind chills up to 40 below are possible Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, area wide, with wind chills to 35 below Wednesday night, and that's in north, central, and east. So, if you're traveling around, be prepared for difficult weather conditions. And that's Tuesday night. And think about it. You should always, we're North Dakotans, so we're kind of used to the whole bad weather thing. But just make sure you have, you know, like a bug out bag or a winter kit in your car, especially if you're traveling, just in case, you know. Throw an extra cell phone battery. Make sure your cell phone is fully charged, that sort of thing. Have your emergency kit in the back if you're traveling, that sort of thing. Just be safe and be prepared. So that's a little bit of the weather. Thought it was pretty pertinent because, you know, anytime you have 40 mile per hour wind and 40 below zero wind temperatures, I mean, that is just nuts, man. I mean, that's the weather where if you throw a pot of boiling water up into the air outside, you get some really interesting science experiment thingies going on. So there you go. A couple of other things that are on my mind this morning. The grievance industry. Said it again. If you read the Dickinson Press or the In Forum, you saw that some feminists out there are doing the whole grievance du jour. Today, the grievance du jour today is pregnancy discrimination. Think about that. And whenever I see stories like this, it just kind of cheeses my grits a little bit because you see stories like this and they get picked up nationwide and folks think that, you know, North Dakota is some Neanderthal knuckle dragging backwood boys club. And I don't believe that to be the case at all. But I want to get your take on that. I want to get your point of view on that. Do you think that there is actually pregnancy discrimination here in North Dakota? And I always take these kind of things with a grain of salt, especially given the source material and the folks that are yelling about it. And whenever you have some of these feminist groups yelling about, you know, pregnancy discrimination and whatever, I always take it with a grain of salt. But I want to get your point of view. I also want to get your point of view on this. I remember when they were talking about, you know, the pay gap, the disparity in gender pay and that sort of thing. Doesn't this kind of contradict that? And I'll break that down, you know, in another segment on the show. But I sit and I think about, you know, how this, the whole pregnancy discrimination and the gender pay, when you break it down and you look at the facts, how they kind of contradict each other. And not to mention, you know, if you are a business owner, and you are in your business model, you're, you know, tallying up, you know, how much your cost of operation is going to be. So you're kind of figuring all of this stuff in. And, you know, how does your business model work if you have to be concerned about things like this? Not, you know, whether or not Jack or Jill is going to be productive, or I don't know, you got 300 days out of the year, you know, 365. But if your business model is, you know, I got a healthy person for 300 days out of the year, or however long you're running, and you know you're adding in cost and risk and benefits and all of that stuff, how does that play into, you got another dynamic to throw in there now. As a matter of fact, I think when we have stories like this, it actually hurts you know, women employment. I think it hurts actually the people that they're purporting to help. Because if you see stuff like this coming down the pipe, you're like, oh, maybe I don't want to hire someone that I might have to, you know, I might be sued. Maybe this person thinks that I'm, especially when you think about the whole discrimination, this, that, and the other thing. But that has to be in an employer's mind, you know, when hiring, when he's sitting across or she's sitting across that desk from a potential hire. All of that stuff has got to run through your mind, man. Like, God, so if I hire this person, you know, am I going to get sued later? How do they present themselves? You know, is there a high risk? And you can't ask any of these questions if you're hiring, because then that's a no-no right off the bat. So all of this stuff is going on in the employer's mind. So you'll never know it. But in my opinion, it actually hurts people's chances of getting hired in the first place. Well, that's just my humble opinion. I'd love to know yours. 855-217-76. A couple of other things that I kind of want your opinion on. So did you see the UND students that got ejected from the hockey game for this? Yeah, and the banner was huge. And if you go on Say Anything blog, you can see it. The banner is huge. The Fire Kelly banner. I don't know. Lots of folks are talking about this, but I don't see it the way that I guess some other folks are seeing it. I think it's a lot to do about nothing. Maybe you disagree with that. I think that, you know, the stadium has a policy, you know, that you can't do this sort of thing. And it doesn't matter if it says Fire Kelly or anything like that. They have a policy that says, you know, you can't have a banner like that. And this thing is pretty huge. I mean, it's huge. I'm looking at it. It, like, goes at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 7 rows across. And about, I don't know, I want to say about 7 feet tall, maybe 6 feet tall. It's 7 rows across, so it's not a small banner. It's not like some little sign somebody's holding up. It is huge. And from what I can understand, from what I could ascertain, the kids were they were kind of taken out back and told, hey, you know, you can't do this sort of thing. You can't have this banner here. And I think they took it as a, you know, you got to get out of here, and they left. And so that's the whole thing in a nutshell that I could get out of it. And maybe somebody else has some more information on it. But that's what from what I could read, that's what I got out of it. What do you think? Do you think that they were kicked out because of the content of the sign, the message, or because, you know, you can't do that sort of thing? I'm looking at the crowd. There's not another sign up. There's not, you know, another banner up anywhere except for this one. So everybody else in there they're obeying the rules at the UND Stadium, at the Rowl, except for these kids. And there you go. 855-200-1776. There are a couple of stories that I want to make sure we don't forget about. I want to keep them in the front of your mind. And I'm going to talk to Ellen and Blanquita in the very next segment about these. One is the Daniel Rosen story. The State Department official accused of soliciting sex from a minor. Do not want you to forget about that. Because if we have folks, and here lately we've been getting story after story of folks like this that have some moral, what would you call it? Moral decadency. And they're at the highest echelon of running this country. And these folks, they have some skeletons and some pretty bad ones. So I don't want us to forget about that. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum, right after this.
Attention listeners, SurvivorLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Do you want to drive the safest car you possibly can on the road? I'm in the Bakken a lot. I tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one too and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service, and if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for, they'll get it for you, give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. Valleyimports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer, if you're within the sound of my voice. Do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. And if I'm not mistaken, we have both Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum on the line this morning. So good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Man, had an awesome weekend. Hope you guys did the same. Had a great weekend. I know, Blanquita, I know you were at CPAC, right?
Yes, I was.
Ellen, did you get a chance to make it down at any?
No, children were dance back from good old South Sudan.
Yeah, I figured that you might be a little busy, but I wanted to talk a little bit about CPAC. Rand Paul wins the CPAC straw poll again, but Scott Walker was a very close second. And I kind of wanted to talk about that dynamic. Rand Paul's been doing this for a while now. I think this is his third at bat, I think. But what does that say about the fact that Scott Walker made such a strong showing? And I'll throw that to Blanquita first.
Well, really, it is because it had a lot of young people who were there attending and working CPAC that took time to do the straw poll. And, you know, he appeals to that demographic. But honestly, I don't really think it's going to resonate in reality. Scott Walker got so much attention. I mean, he was followed around like he was a rock star. The other two guys, I'm surprised, actually, the Governor Perry didn't do better because he was swarmed with people. They really were following him around and liked him and responded well to him. And, of course, the other one that was amazing was Ted Cruz. Now, Senator Ted Cruz, after he got finished making his speech, went to another room where he met with a lot of people. And, I mean, there was a line that was practically winding around all the way around this huge hotel. So I don't know that the returns really reflected the sentiment of a lot of the people there, but the young people actually were motivated to go and vote the straw poll.
Right, right. I what do you think about Bobby Jindal? When
he
said
well
that
too.
I think he'll make a good vice presidential candidate for somebody because he brings up the minority, as the Indian community, et cetera. But he's not presidential timber.
Ah. There you go. That's what I want to hear, some straight talk. And I agree. Well, Ellen, let me ask you something. What do you think of Ben Carson as a president?
You know, Ben Carson, he's very attractive. He's a physician. He's African-American. He's conservative. But on some issues, he's just so last century, like the gay issue, that people just don't care about anymore. And he's just got to let go of it if he's going to get anywhere, and he's not going to let go of it, so he's not going to get anywhere.
Okay.
I think he also doesn't have enough of experience on actually running for office. I mean, he's never been a congressman, never been a city councilman, never been a mayor. And right now, people are looking at the man who's sitting in the White House. He didn't have enough experience. So, you know, I'm not sure they're going to pick someone that they don't have a lot of. I mean, I think we would see strong chances more of a governor, maybe even than a senator.
Okay. And I like Ben Carson. I love it when he talks about, you know, taking personal responsibility and the whole welfare state that we seem to be enamored with. And I love him when he's talking about things like that. But I can understand why some people would be not so presidential. I want some fire, you know that. But that's just me. That's my.
Well,
who
also
said,
you want someone who can maneuver. You want someone that knows how to maneuver in this sea of politics and how to be able to pull it off, you know. While people have a lot of great principles about how to run the country, which is important, they don't know how to maneuver this disaster, which is Washington, D.C.
Do you think that his lack of political acumen, the maneuverability that you speak of, I mean, we think about politicians, most of us think slimy, you know, and Ben Carson is not that. So you think that might actually help him?
I would agree with Blanquita. The voter next is going to be looking for experience, and that's honestly why Hillary Clinton will probably do extremely well. Because, and I don't know about her in the general, but I can tell you, I mean, you know, she'll hands down win any primary challenge in the Democratic Party because she has been a senator, a secretary of state, a first lady. You know, I mean, she's had a lot of experience. She's run for office. She's been a cabinet secretary. She knows the ropes.
She's got a lot of skeletons in her closet, though. You don't think that that's going to hurt her?
She has more skeletons than a mortuary. But, you know, the interesting thing is that take a look. If Ellen knows that her deputy bureau chief is in the current season of House of Cards. He is playing the role of a reporter. He doesn't really say anything, but you can see him prominently in Episode 9 when they go to the briefing room. We're real proud of him, Justin Deckman. But
nice.
I think it's good for people to watch House of Cards because you do get a sense of how Washington works, even though in some cases it's exaggerated, in other cases it's not mean enough.
Yeah, I am a huge fan of House of Cards. Huge. So.
Well, you've got to see Justin in it. Blank Key has told us about it. And Blank Key, all the episodes are out now?
Yeah.
All of them. You can watch them all, and he's in Episode 9, clearly in Episode 9, and you got to see it, Ellen, because you'll be proud of him.
I'm up to 35,
wow.
I think. Just this weekend, I kind of binged on some House of Cards, so I'm up to like 35, 36 episode. But we're not here to talk about House of Cards and Kevin Spacey and that sort of thing. I don't know. How do you think that Hillary is going to do? And I don't know who our powerhouse is going to be. I don't know who our candidate.
Well, you know who's talking about taking her down. And he's going to run even if he doesn't get it because he says he knows Hillary better than anyone and knows how to beat her even if he doesn't win. And that is Donald Trump.
I like Donald Trump,
yeah,
but
well,
I don't see him. I'm sorry.
He's in his own mind.
What's that,
yeah,
Ellen?
You know, I said he is a legend in his own mind.
Yeah, I don't see that. I liked Donald, but, you know, I just don't see him in that capacity. I don't know. I would have a problem with that. He needs to just kind of stay out of it, maybe give some consultations or something or another. But other than that,
he's
no,
not
I don't.
Gonna, but what he's going to do is he's going to unload. Now, tomorrow, you know, is the big speech with Bibi Netanyahu. And
yeah.
That's going to be very interesting. And people
what do you think about all the hubbub
here.
Around that? I mean,
mm-hmm.
Blank, well, Ellen, let me ask you, what do you think about all the controversy over BB's visit? What is?
I think that had the White House played it smartly, they would have just not said anything. I agree with Ellen.
Well, there you go. We got consensus there. That's pretty cool. Any other word? Well, Blankita, you're there in Washington, so I'll ask you this. Any other word on Daniel Rosen? I don't want that story to go away, and I know sometimes that these kind of stories tend to go to the back burner, but any word on Daniel Rosen that you're hearing?
Well, I will get more info for you by tomorrow, so you can count on that.
Good deal. Blankita Cullum, Ellen Ratner, as always, it's been a pleasure. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back. Danny Rosen, I really don't want to let this story die. And I know, you know, especially when we're dealing with Washington, they love to do this whole Friday document dump. And you tend to forget about certain things. And there are tons of stories like this. But the Daniel Rosen, State Department official accused of soliciting sex from a minor. Think about that. He was arrested on suspicion of soliciting sex from a minor, and there's a whole story on it. If you just type in Daniel Rosen, State Department official, it'll pop up all sorts of stories. But I really don't want that story to die, because it's stories like that that show you, one, that all of the pinky out crowd that are up there in Washington or in Bismarck, they're people. They are subject to all of the they're human. You know, they fall prey to the same things that we fall prey to. They are no better or worse than any of us. So when they're up there and there tends to be this mindset in Bismarck and in Washington, even at the city level, you know, at the Fargo City Commission, those folks, some of those folks tend to feel like they know better than us, that they're smarter than us, that, you know, we need to pipe down. We're a loud, angry, tiny tribe, I believe someone said. But you're human, man, and things like this happen. Those folks are not infallible. They're not. A couple of other things that I wanted to – I just don't want these kind of – these are things that happen over the weekend. Anti-corruption gubernatorial candidate found dead after scheduling interview about GOP head. Now, this one really touched close to home, because I had folks from Missouri, I have a lot of contacts down there, that were calling me about this. And this is a Missouri auditor. Apparently, he fatally shot himself in a suicide after he vowed to take down the state's most powerful politicians and donors. And from what the folks are telling me in Missouri, this guy, he had some dirt on a lot of folks. And he was threatening to come out with this this whole thing, this expose. There was a billionaire donor down there that gave tons of money to his rival, Catherine Hanaway. And so he was threatening to expose a lot of powerful folks, and then he commits suicide. I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but this guy was pretty vibrant, pretty outspoken, and then he comes out on his blogs and on his social media and even in some TV interview and radio interviews, and he's like, I got a timetable here. I'm going to expose this, that, and the other thing. And then he commits suicide. I don't know. We got to look into this kind of stuff. And it sparked some debate on my social media about things like this. You'd be surprised. I think folks would be surprised at how often things like this happen. And over the weekend, you know, I'm having this discussion, and someone said something to the effect that, you know, this doesn't happen with Democrats or something like that. And I brought up Vince Foster. We had a pretty good debate on that. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but evidence. I mean, tons of evidence with Vince Foster. I've yet to see the autopsy photos, x-rays. You know, the closed captioning TV tapes of the guy leaving the White House and that sort of thing. It's nuts. And then we talked about Barack Obama. You got controversy over, like, Andrew Breitbart, Michael Cormier, Daniel Young, Jamie Zapata, the death of SEAL Team 6. Stephanie Tubb Jones, some of these folks you probably never heard of, but very interesting reading once you go, wait a minute, if you Google some of these names, and Loretta Fuddy, Google her name, and look at the controversy behind that, and you'll see the fact that you don't know these names shows you how adept at sweeping things like this under the rug the elites are. And again, I'm going to take off the tin hat, and I'm going to go out to Bob and Grafton. I think you're going to talk a little bit about Common Core. So what's on your mind, Bob?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing, Leon? Great show as always. Yeah, I saw that story as well. You know, he also was found dead shortly after he scheduled an interview with reporters. That's a little fishy.
Yep. Yeah. I have contacts. I have tons of contacts now. I'm a member of Political Chips down there. We kind of started that thing when I was in Kansas City, Missouri, I think 7-8 years ago. So I have tons of contacts, and they were calling me, man. They were like, hey, man.
Yeah, the globalists are really good at covering stuff up. You know, that little story of that guy, I can't remember, was it Sandy Berger? It stole stuff from the archives there, and he just heard a little bit about that in the news,
yep.
And then it was went away, and you don't know what he took out of the archives, but it must have been something important. But, yeah, did you see that story also where that young man posted his homework about Common Core there? And the homework, the story headline was
8 plus 5.
Yeah, the kid stalks at the Common Core, and I was like, yes, because he posted his homework, and the question was, tell how you can get 10 from 8 plus 5. And the kid wrote, you can't get 10 from 8 plus 5. And the teacher on the bottom of the paper wrote in parentheses, yes, you can. She says, take 2 from 5 and add it to 10. 8 plus 2 equals 10. And then next to her correction, he wrote, and then add 3.
I'm looking at that, and yeah, I see that. I saw that, and I'm scratching my head. Are they intentionally trying to dumb our kids down so we get another Obama in the White House or something? I don't
Absolutely.
Get it. Tell me, and for the folks that don't, that haven't seen this, you can either go to youngcons.com or you can go to my, social media, my Facebook page, and, I think someone has posted on my Facebook page this question, and it says, this is a homework. Tell how to make 10 when adding 8 plus 5. You got the kid's handwriting here. You cannot make 10 with 8 plus 5. And then you got the teacher in her pen going, yes, you can. Take 2 from 5 and add it to 8. And then she gives a little example, then add 3. And I'm like, "What? Wait a minute. That's not, you can't make 10.
No, you can't. And the little kid is the one who wrote, now add 3, because you can't forget about the 3.
Right.
This is all, I posted that there for you. This whole nonsense about this Common Core and this twisted way of thinking, it's a lot like relative truth. You know, that's what's gotten our country into a lot of trouble. Progressivism, political correctness, relative truth, you know, being, well, what's necessarily true for you isn't necessarily true for me. That's nonsense because, you know, math is simple, straightforward. It's math. 1 plus 1 equals 2. There's no other way around it. Now, this whole nonsense of taking 2 from 5 and then adding it to 8 equals 10, well, okay, but that's not the end of the equation. What do you do with the remaining 3? It just doesn't go into limbo. So it's further teaching our kids, that there is no absolute truth anymore. And I think that is really destructive to society and the next generation.
I think you hit on something there. I think you're really on to something there. And I've been seeing vestiges of that for a very long time. If there is no absolutes, anything goes. And the problem with that is whatever way the political winds are changing or are blowing, that's where your moral compass is going to be. That's where the learning curve will be, so to speak. And if you've got and I believe that we are creating a whole generation of folks that are dependent on the government because they don't understand what the government is all about. Bob, indulge me for like just 1 minute. I was in this debate with these folks about the vaccinations, and they were like, you crazy right-wing folks, you bad government this and distrust of government that. And I had to remind them that at one point, I think it was like 23 states had eugenics laws on the books, man. And this wasn't like hundreds and hundreds of years ago. They were forced sterilizing folks just for, I don't know, for whatever reasons, that just forcefully sterilizing them. And that was sanctioned by the government, upheld by the courts. And so the folks out there that have a distrust for government, I mean, think about the Tuskegee experiment. You can't just write off. I mean, my God.
Right, that's what I was going to bring up, too, when you mentioned that about the Tuskegee experiment, when they purposely infected African-Americans with syphilis just to study the effects, and they gave them placebo, just sugar pills, and said they were treating them, and they weren't. So, and another thing about the vaccines, I'll post another thing on there. I did already. I don't know if you got it. But, back in when the first swine flu came out, there was this big scare of the swine flu, and there's an interview on 60 Minutes. I think it was 1970-something. I'll dig it up. And that's back when we still had journalists. And the guy had the head of the CDC on there, and he was really grilling him on this. And he said, well, how many cases are there, reported cases are there? He says, well, there's been a few. He says, but none actually reported. And that's flag. And then the other thing was that 4 million or something like that people were vaccinated with this swine flu, and 4,000 people sued the government because they were left with neurological diseases. And looking back now, I believe maybe my father might have been a part of that, because I remember he came down with a flu type, pretty bad flu, and he was vaccinated, and shortly thereafter he came down with multiple sclerosis.
So, yeah, but if you bring up those points, people will say, yeah, you're just one of those nutty right wing. And I just don't get it. And I said all that to say this. I believe that the folks in the know, the folks that are tinkering with all this stuff, they want to whitewash our history, and they want folks to trust the government and trust that the government has their best interest at heart. Not, your mom, your dad, or those kooky folks on the right. They want the Leviathan to have all of your trust. And anyway, hey, Bob. Hey, Bob, can you hang on? I love the conversation, but we're right up against the break. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, and I'm just going to spend another minute on this, but I really want you to understand, when, especially when the older folks that pass this information down, especially the folks like me, you know, I grew up in one of those areas where we mistrust government, and there were some pretty good reasons around that. And the one that I'm talking about today is probably something you've never even heard of. 32 states back in the 1920s for almost 55 years, 32 of our states had a eugenics program. Think about that. That was the state forcibly sterilizing people, Americans. Adolf Hitler based his racial purity efforts on our program. Think about that. And it wasn't until 2014 that Virginia, and only two states have ever compensated folks who were affected by this. Only two states, Virginia and I forget who the other state is, but and that was only in 2013, and the funds won't be released till like 2015, January, June, or July 1st of 2015 of this year. So when folks are skeptical and a little, you know, mistrustful of the information that they're getting out of the government, there is a reason why. And when folks like me are talking about how horrible Margaret Sanger is and Planned Parenthood, this is the reason why. She was instrumental in this whole eugenics program. I think she might have even been the architect. She was the gal from here talking to Hitler's folks about eugenics. Yet we have her brainchild in every ghetto and barrio across America doing her bidding. It blows my mind. And that's the disconnect right there. Anyway, I digress. Bob, you want to wrap up?
Yeah, just a couple quick points. There's a CDC, and then I got something I want to read to you. There's a couple. There's a CDC doctor who recently resigned, I think it was pretty recently, due to the MMR vaccine. There was proof that it was causing autism in certain kids. He brought it to the head of the CDC, and he just told him basically keep your mouth shut. So he resigned. But, and then there's a book out called Dr. Mary's Monkey. Now, if you read that book, Leon, that'll shock you because it has to do with the polio vaccine back when they used to give it with the sugar cubes. And a lot of controversy on that and cancer. If you read that book, Dr. Mary's Monkey, you'll be shocked. But
I'm writing that down now.
Yep. And here's something that this is another reason why. I wish I could trust government. I'm not saying don't vaccinate your children. Come on. I have kids. But, yeah. You know, I want it to be safe. But here's what we're up against. This guy, this is something different, but this is another reason why we can't say the Pledge of Allegiance and a lot of our schools across the country now. And this has to do, okay, you know, nationalism is the opposite of socialism. Nationalism is pride in your country, pride in your flag, and nationalism.
We got about a minute,
well, here,
Bob.
Okay, William Benton, B-E-N-T-O-N. William Benton was the Assistant Secretary of State in 1946, and this is what he wrote. As long as a child breathes the poisoned air of nationalism, education in world-mindedness can produce only precarious results. As we have pointed out, it is frequently the family that infects the child with extreme nationalism. And then he says, he goes
wow.
on, the schools, therefore, should combat family attitudes that favor nationalism. We shall see presently recognized in nationalism the major obstacle to the development of world-mindedness. We are at the beginning of a long process, then he says, of breaking down the walls of national sovereignty. UNESCO must be the pioneer. So this
is
UNESCO. Yes.
Hey, Bob, can you email me that at leon@flagfamily.com?
I sure will.
Thanks, man. I really want to. That's going to be my evening reading. Please email me that, leon@flagfamily.com. Wow, that
okay.
is nuts.
I certainly will.
Hey, Bob, I'm always glad for you to call in. I love the conversation, but we got to run. We got to wrap up. We'll definitely talk again. Thanks, Bob, for your insight and for all that helpful information. Dr. Mary's Monkeys, I got to buy that, and I'm going to definitely read that piece that he was reading on air. Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell are coming up in the very next hour. What's on your mind? And they're going to have one of my most favorite folks. This morning, Bill Brown, chairman of the Dakota Territory Gun Collectors, and they're going to preview the Dakota Territory Gun Show, which is going on this weekend, March 7th, and 8th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. I talked about this last week. I think it's awesome. I will definitely be there. Hopefully I see you guys and gals out there. Lots of my friends are avid Second Amendment folks and shooters for hunting and sports and all of that stuff. If there's something that you need in the way of hunting or sports shooting or anything, home defense, anything like that, it will be at the Dakota Territory Gun Show March 7th and 8th at the Alaris Center. So stay tuned for that. I'll have my radio locked on, well, it always is, AM 1100 The Flag, but you're going to definitely want to tune in for that. Also, I have Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, for his bi-monthly chat. And he'll be taking your calls on anything related to the North Dakota oil boom. So, there you go. Stay tuned. Scott and Todd, what's on your mind right after this?
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.